Time for a normal workout where the coach is just there to tell me to pedal harder.
Beast from Beauty and the Beast. I say smash in beast form, pass in human form.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
This is my LA Fitness, and if you're going to come here, you're going to keep your dick away, stop staring in the mirror, don't look at the girls, don't even think about dancing. That's Creepy Creeperson.
Right and kind then, of headphones, right outfit.
Yeah, and then forget, take that Superman outfit off. What are you talking about, man? I got a Nike shirt and Nike pants. What are you talking about? No matching shirts in this club. I won't have it. Trying to keep the women around here safe.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The hard ones with the hard ones.
Oh, yes, it does. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and director of Influencer Anecdotes, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Dating ourselves. Dating ourselves.
I know.
Hey, Mr. Cutter. I hated that show with a passion. And I'll tell you why I hated that show with a passion. First of all, I think I was like, you know, one when that show ended. But
yes.
The reason why I didn't dislike the show is the beginning song and all the depressing imagery of New York. We're talking about Welcome Back, Mr. Cotter. Was it Welcome Back? Was that what it was called?
Welcome Back Cotter.
Welcome Back Cotter. And it was about a teacher named Mr. Cotter, as John Travolta would say. It was like John Travolta's first big break.
Right.
And, you know, it was Travolta as kind of this, like, wisecracking kid from New York and these ruffians that were in this public school. First of all, they all looked 38, and they were supposed to be freshmen in high school. They were like,
well, that's the same with that age, you know, yeah, that time period.
That's right.
That's the dating show.
I am making a whole episode about this, so let's not burn this bridge too quickly. But I agree with you, is that something about, I don't know what it is, but other people on the internet are noticing this, that when you were born, let's call it before 1965, it appeared that you aged in double time, because if you look at any of these, go look at Welcome Back Cotter on YouTube or whatever. Look at John Travolta and the other people, humans, grown-ass men, that are playing the other guys in this classroom. First of all, were there any girls in the classroom? I don't remember any girls in the classroom.
I don't remember either.
But look at these guys. They all look like they're in their mid-40s, and they're playing high school teenagers. It's insane how people aged back then. Maybe we just figured it out. Maybe we figured out how to age gracefully a little bit better. A little nip here, a little tuck there, all these supplements we're taking. You know, it's all the influencers that are giving us all the wonderful advice in front of their asshole pictures that probably is keeping us young. So there's this...
Live your truth, Brian.
But the television show that... Live your truth. Look at my nipples. Look at my perfect 20-year-old breasts. Only you know who you are. One of my vagina lips is sticking out. Oops, that wasn't supposed to be there. It's supposed to be a post about being who you are. Self-awareness is awareness. Woo! Look at my chocolate starfish. So stupid.
I know.
Welcome Back, Cotter. That the beginning of that television show really depressed me for some reason. Like, I remember it having like being impactful as a kid. I disliked anytime that song came on. I disliked watching the kind of the weird imagery of the New York in 1970s. It just made me upset. I don't know why, but it did.
Either.
So I never watched it. Maybe it was John Travolta and all that overacting he was doing. Mr. Cotter! It's like that Joey Lawrence guy. What did he say? What did Joey Lawrence say? Remember Joey Lawrence?
Which one was he on?
He was a...
The name sounds familiar.
No! What did he do? He'd be like, no! No, that was Homer Simpson.
Yeah, that is Homer.
I don't know. Joey Lawrence had this saying too, but it was another dopey thing that he would say. You know, like, Mr. Cotter! He would say something like that. Drove me crazy. But it's amazing to me that John Travolta from Welcome Back Cotter became this incredible superstar.
Huge. One of the biggest.
Where did he go?
Well.
Last time I saw him, he was at a gym hitting on a guy. Wasn't he at like 3 a.m? Wasn't that a whole thing?
There was something about that massage therapist thing. Here in Atlanta, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was like getting a hand shandy at a massage therapist?
There was something. I can't remember now.
Okay,
but
let's be careful.
Well, his wife died. And I guess.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was that. I liked her a lot. Kelly Preston.
Yeah, Kelly Preston.
But I don't know where he's been lately. But, you know, this is what he does in his career because he exploded and then did, you know, Saturday Night Fever and that whole thing was super popular. Then he kind of dipped out.
Yeah.
Then Pulp Fiction brought him back in a big way. And then he was on a high. And then now he's kind of dipped out again.
Then he dipped out and then he came back with that Scientology movie. What was that? Well, the Kingdom of the Lands or something like that. Remember when he played that guy with a weird headset on, a weird headpiece on?
No.
I don't know. He made a movie about
Don't say that word.
I know I'm not going to say it. Okay. The word. You know what I'm talking about? And he spent all his money. Apparently he funded a lot of this movie. And then it was so terrible. I remember watching like 30 minutes of it. It was like 3 hours long, too. I remember watching 30 minutes of it. And it was about the aliens that they believe in in space, like, you know, Orc from Zork or whatever, you know, having this fight for the human consciousness. I don't even fucking know. I don't even fucking care. You know who else is having a huge, huge fight for human consciousness?
Who's that?
The damn influencers on Instagram. What is... Chrissy, I got to share something with you. And I know that this is probably an unpopular opinion, but let it be a popular one once I say it, because I shall deem it thy though. That guy yesterday on the Pac-Man show when he was talking in medieval speech about Pac-Man.
That was weird.
Okay. Let thy thou words cometh down onto your head and think about this for one fucking second. I get a phone call from a friend the other day, and she says, I just took a test, and I learned that I have anticipatory... rejection anxiety disorder. Anticipatory Whoa. Rejection anxiety disorder. ARAD.
ARAD. I was trying to work out the acronym there.
ARAD.
ARAD.
Mr. Kate. And I paused for a second and I thought to myself, what in the good fuck are you talking about? And she explains to me that she has a real fear of rejection that is causing her to have some anxiety every time she's in a situation where she might or might not be accepted, or she might or might not win, I guess. I don't know.
I think a lot of people, I think that's normal human.
Chrissy, that's perfectly fucking normal behavior. We do not have
no
to label everything. The self-help industry, these self-help gurus on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all these other places are making us very sick by also... brainwashing us into believing that something is inherently wrong with us. It's like, I don't know, it's like Instagram became the Catholic Church all of a sudden. You're born with original sin. You must be wrong the way that you are, and all of the things that you do must be wrong, but my asshole and a couple of cute words every morning will solve your problem. The concern that I have is that some people are not able to decipher the difference between like a real disorder that needs to be paid attention to and what's just a part of fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem. You aren't broken. Nothing is wrong. You just have to be self-aware and understand that you have a little extra anxiety around a situation where you might have rejection.
There's
Everybody,
a pill for that.
There's
too.
A pill for that. It's called fucking Viagra. Oh, well, that's the other thing, too, is that now that people are taking beta blockers to, like, reduce their anxiety so they don't feel anxious in any situation whatsoever. Like, basically, it blocks the adrenal gland or something like that from producing that feeling that you get when you're super anxious.
Yeah, like the adrenaline.
Yes, I wish I had this for 30 fucking years of my life. I guess the cocaine did no good either.
Right.
Anxiety. I probably shouldn't have been doing a lot of cocaine. But everybody is sick. Everybody is broken. Everything that you do needs to be tenderized and cuted up. And, you know, now there's a book about it and how to solve your problems. And you're bad at organizing, so get the organizing book. And you're bad at love, so get the love book. And you're bad at relationships.
Well, no. I mean, I'm listening. I think I told you this. I'm listening to another podcast about this. And it's about the wellness industry and how, you know, it's a billions and billions and billions of dollars industry, whether it's supplements or machinery that gets you to the right frequency.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the right frequency.
Or the, you know, it's all of this kind of stuff. And they have doctors that come on and talk about this. And yeah,
it's insane.
Just, it's crazy.
It's insane.
But it's surrounding us. And I think what it boils down to is that we actually don't have control over things sometimes.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Suffering.
That's okay.
Suffering is
part
of the human experience.
Yeah.
That's it. And you know what? love it for what it is and love it for what it's not. It is what it is. I hate that saying, but at the end of the day, it's kind of true. Like, we all have some...
Well, we can't. We can't control how we were born.
No,
with the genetics that we were born with.
God, I wish if I was
families
born,
that we were born into. So
if I had control over my genetics, I would have come out as Carl.
Because yeah.
Carl seemed to do pretty well for himself. Carl's still doing pretty well for himself. I think he started another church.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but you know, the church used to be the one sucking in all this money. Right? Because you would go to church and somebody else outside of you would then take care of all your problems if you just prayed hard enough.
Right.
And now it's all about looking inward and identifying all the millions of things that are wrong with you and then going out and finding ways to fix it. But I think it's making some of my friends literally crazy. Like, yeah. I think it's driving them insane that they're searching for something that they just can't get a hold of. Because there's nothing to get a hold of.
No.
Life's just shitty sometimes. Life sucks. You suffer. Shit happens. People die. You get sick. You have problems. You know, everything doesn't need a cure. And not everything
is preventable.
Nor it should everybody get out of your fucking way because you feel uncomfortable in certain situations. I'm just worried about this because I now see it affecting some of my friends. And I get a little bit concerned that, like, when you have... You know, I don't know, auditory, anticipatory, rejectionary, angle disorder. It's like, I can't look at angles in the, you know, I get nervous around triangles. It's like, okay, all right, cool, man. You know what I have? I have anticipatory Mr. Cotter, welcome back, Cotter, anxiety disorder. Every time I see that train passing by and that first beginning of that show, it gets me going crazy.
Well, it's a good thing it's not on anymore.
No, it's a good thing it's... You know who I blame for all this? Radiohead. That's who I blame for all this. I don't know why. But you and I were talking about Radiohead earlier, and now I blame Radiohead for all this.
Well, they'll take the blame.
Yeah. They don't give a shit.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit. Tom York doesn't give two shits
about
nothing.
They're like, bring it.
Talk about... He is like the coolest cat alive.
Yes.
And he wrote a song called Creep that talked about just how... terrible he was, and then all of a sudden he was the coolest guy in town. I don't know how that happened, but you know what? Chrissy and I were sharing this right before the show started. We were talking about Radiohead. Radiohead is... there are people who are really into Radiohead,
very, very much so.
They know every song backward and forward.
And I see it's very cerebral. I think you know of the whole thing. You have to really listen to it and tune in. So I get it. I'm not quite there yet. Or if I don't know.
I don't think you're going to be there. But I don't think you're
getting
there.
I can appreciate it. And I can appreciate the people that do love it.
There are some songs that I love by Radiohead. Yeah. There are some albums that I love by Radiohead. I am a Radiohead fan. Consider me colored blue in Radiohead for sure. But I am not one of those people that's like fall down drunk over every song that Radiohead ever did. Because there's a lot to digest there.
There's
a lot of information coming at you. At one time.
You left during Radiohead at Bonnaroo.
I had to leave. Somebody had spiked my drink, Chrissy, and I had to get out of there.
I don't know if that was the reason.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the reason. Someone had spiked my brain. Someone had spiked my heart, actually, is what happened.
Yes.
Heart wants what the heart wants.
Yes, it does. The heart wants what the heart wants.
You had to get out there to go see
her. I'm going to drive back to Atlanta. It's 3 a.m, Radiohead's playing at Bonnaroo. You have backstage passes and a warm place to sleep. You do understand that, right? That not many people get backstage passes to Bonnaroo. You okay, Brian?
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
You're like, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
Can I take your car? Sure.
Which I think was like an unfair question to ask you. Like... It's like when someone gets too drunk, you probably just shouldn't ask them to have sex with you because you're not sure that they're in the right condition to do it. You know what I'm saying? I should not have asked you that question at that moment, but I did.
Okay.
But I didn't even know where Chrissy was. I just texted her. Can I take your car? I was already on my way out the door. For those of you who haven't heard this story before, Chrissy and I went to Bonnaroo because Jeff works in the music industry.
And this was just when Jeff and I were first starting to date, like a couple months in.
So Chrissy says, backstage passes to Bonnaroo, and I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Right? We hop in her car, drive up to Bonnaroo.
Because yours was undrivable.
Well, mine just was relatively unsafe in general. It didn't have a half of the car. You know, have you ever seen those, like, you know, clown cars with half the car cut off? That's what I was driving. Chrissy could just literally fall out the door at any moment. So we drove up there and, you know, we get the passes and then we go in and Jeff's there.
And Brian busts in on Moon Taxi's trailer.
Well, the best part about this is actually not the Moon Taxi, in my opinion.
This is funny every time I think about it.
Yeah,
all.
It is. Because Chrissy... Jeff is doing a series of interviews for Billboard magazine.
Yes, he was working for Billboard.
For Billboard magazine. He's doing a series of like video interviews. He's interviewing Ludacris. He's interviewing this person. He's interviewing that person. And we are like backstage, where all the artists are just walking about and hanging out. And we're back there too, completely out of place. Yeah, have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah,
we were like sitting on a picnic bench, like
smoking cigarettes. Yeah,
if we don't move, they won't know we're here. Kind of like hiding like lions in the bush.
Yeah.
But at one point, the beer line, even in this backstage area, was very long. And I was impatient when I was drinking. So I was, yeah. I need beer right now. Jeff says, hey, Brian, go in that trailer right there. That's Moon Taxi. Tell him you're with Moon Taxi. And I was like, tell him I'm with Moon Taxi. 10-4. Got it.
Yeah.
But that's not what he said. What he says was, that's Moon Taxi. Go ask them if you can have a couple of beers. Tell them you're with Jeff. Yeah. But what I interpreted was, tell them you're with Moon Taxi. So I get to the trailer. I knock on the door. There's a guy opens the door. Very friendly. Very nice. Yes. Hey, man, I'm with Moon Taxi. And I was told to come here and get a few beers. You're with Moon Taxi? Yep, I'm with Moon Taxi. Jeff with Moon Taxi. Or what was the guy's name? It's Jeff, right? Yeah, there's like a Jeff.
Don.
Moon.
Don,
whatever. I named a guy because I in all this confusion, which shouldn't have been confusion because it was pretty easy to understand, Jeff told me the name of someone in Moon Taxi. Yeah. So I said, let's call it Don. I'm with Don in Moon Taxi. And I said, I'm Don with Moon Taxi. That's what I thought he said.
They let you right in? Oh,
I think he was so
entertained.
Yeah, he was like, this guy literally said he's Don with Moon Taxi and I'm Don with Moon Taxi. It's a pretty ballsy move. He's backstage with Tom York and Ludacris. He must be part of the gig, right? So let's just let him have some beers.
Get him some beers.
So I went and I took a bunch of beers and I'm like, hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Guys at Moon Taxi said, thank you. I thought Moon Taxi was Jeff's production company. I'm like, Jeff and Don and everybody at Moon Taxi, thanks you. Meanwhile, it's Moon Taxi sitting there hanging out in this green room in this trailer. And they're like, all right, bro. Cool. Yep. Enjoy the beer. Night drags on. At some point, I just walk off like a lost puppy dog because I'm arguing with a girl that I'm dating.
Yes.
That's the only thing we did really well was argue with each other via text message. Never-ending arguments via text message. And I just start walking off into the crowd. And I'm just like so inebriated and lost and angry and not feeling it. And then all of a sudden Radiohead comes on, as if the last thing in the world you need when you're fighting with your bipolar girlfriend, the last thing that you need is Radiohead to do a live set for you. Like, it was all fucking with my head. So I start walking toward the back of the crowd. And the further back you get at a Bonnaroo concert from the actual stage, the more intoxicated people are. I mean, it's just a fact, right? It's everything's going on in the back. People literally having sex next to the porta potties. And so I text Chrissy because now I have to get back home because I have to have a face-to-face argument with this girl that I'm having a text message argument with. And by the way, she had stopped communicating at some point, which is what really set me off. And then I was like, that spurred me on. So I said, hey, Chrissy, can I take your car? And she says, yeah, the original intention was not to go all the way to Atlanta. It was to go to my
mountain house,
to my friend's house, who lived in Manchester. Unfortunately for me, I did not have her exact address, but I had been to her house before in the daylight. And I had the street name. So what I ended up doing was pulling into people's driveways all up and down this street until I gave up and decided to go to Atlanta.
I finished out the rest of the night. Jeff and I had a fabulous time. I'm staying with Jeff now. We're hot and heavy. It was, you know, first months of dating. He said, no problem. I'll give you a ride back. Let Brian take the car. I called you the next day. Are you okay? How'd it go? What? He told me the story. I was like, I drove around
Manchester for an hour and a half, and then I drove with one eye closed all the way back to
Atlanta. Never saw her?
No, never saw her. I even went to her house, but it was like 4:30 in the morning, and I was like, I'm not going to knock on the door. I'm not going to make a scene. I'm just not one of those guys. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy everyone remembers for making a scene. Right. I've tried my entire life just not to make a scene, and then I start this fucking commercial break, and here we are. I'm making a scene everywhere I go. But, you know, with Radiohead, I think it's just one of those things you either really, really love or just probably aren't into altogether. I have found a happy medium ground with them. You know, what makes me upset is that they, what not makes me upset about Radiohead, but I don't agree with the decision by Radiohead, is to sometimes not play their hits. And that to me is like a grave mistake number one. Now, I know that people who are really into Radiohead will say Radiohead is more than the song Creep. And I understand that. I got it, 10-4. But Creep is the song that made them so very popular so that they could have the reach to get out there and explore and experiment and do all the things that they've done now. So many great songs, so many great performances. Throw a Creep in there every once in a while. You got to play the hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, do you agree with this, that you got to play the hits when you're a musical act?
I think so. At least a couple of them.
Yeah. And I mean, there's, you know, one with Radiohead they could play Creep, right? I mean, there's a couple like Fake Plastic Trees and all that other stuff that you could play that are more kind of, I don't know, digestible to the, I guess, unfamiliar audience. But I just think when you go to see a band, especially like rock and roll royalty, like Radiohead, you want to hear the hits at least every once in a blue moon. You got to throw out a Creep. Throw out a great performance of Creep. Put it in your pocket. 9 shows later,
and the rest
throw it out
can
again.
Be your experimental
yeah, then,
stuff.
Then Brian will leave and head back to Atlanta, and you got nothing else to worry about. You've got to play the hits. And that's why, Chrissy, when I say you got to play the hits, I also mean the commercial break. As rock and roll royalty ourselves, Brian Green, 33 Penis, Chopper Johnson's, everybody remembers. I don't need to remind you. You got to play the hits.
Sunny set up.
Sunny set up. I actually was listening to that last night, and I don't know why, but because it popped up on the computer, like when I was searching
Sunny
through files.
By the way, is Brian's song that he would sing when he was in the van.
33
Well,
P.
No, we
call it 33 P.
It's
33 Willie.
It was 33.
Which is not any better.
Well, and then it became 33 Penis, 33 P.
33
to us. That's so what we're talking
there
about.
There it is. Did we make a 33P sticker?
No, that might be next.
33P sticker. I mean, I hear you, who hot, who not, a poivre on the block.
Yeah.
But I think 33 Penis could be in the running.
I think so, too.
You know, there could be a mountain monster, something or other in there, a
yeah,
Carl.
Yeah, maybe we should let people vote.
Hey,
we
girl.
Should put it up on the website.
There could be a hey, girl. You know what I'm saying?
I like the hey. Well,
like that,
that's,
too.
That's on. Wait, well,
Hey Girl is on. What is
that?
Hey
was
Girl?
Well, Hey Girl was on the postcards that we're sending out.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, then never mind. Let's not do that because you know I don't want to run over old ground when we have so much to dig into. I mean, look at our catalog. There are so many things that people that person who's listening to our show likes.
Piggy fronting.
Piggy fronting would be a good one. We could get a picture of Teresa's hair.
I break, or I love piggy fronting. Yeah. Like, I heart piggy
fronting. We could get like a stick figure Teresa yes, Caputo with the real yes. hair hugging like a Casper the Ghost character. Piggy fronting. Piggy fronting this mediocre podcast, the commercial break. But I don't want you to think that the commercial break forgets where we come from. We don't. We're not like Radiohead. We play the hits. And that's why I am so proud to announce that Frankie B is going to drop some more knowledge on us today.
What?
Because there is no greater hit in the commercial break library. Maybe besides, what was it? Sickly Santa?
right.
COVID Christmas Castle.
COVID Christmas.
COVID Christmas Castle. Mm. Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Yeah. Frankie B., Mountain Monsters, Teresa Caputo. You know the hits here at the commercial break. And I don't want 40 years to go by before we play the hits. And since it's only been 2 months since we've had a Frankie B, I figured we'd get back into it, Chrissy.
Well, he's just, it's too hard to not delve in with
you
him.
You can't ignore it.
He's got, it's nuggets.
He is.
Gold.
Yeah. He is so good at being so bad at what he does.
I know.
That it's hard to ignore Frankie. It just is. And I know
he's so serious about it.
Yeah, he's serious, but in a way that is fun to have fun with it, yes. Right? He's not so serious that you're like, I mean, he is serious. Don't get me wrong. But like us, I think he's just bullshitting on camera to get some content out there half the time.
Yeah.
He's got an idea. He flies in with an idea, just like us. And then he goes off track within a minute, just like us.
Right.
And then eventually he comes back to it, but he's made no point, just like us.
Exactly.
Remember 7 minutes ago when I was talking about influencers and their self-help? It's just like us. To put a cap on that, you're not sick. You're not broken. Most of you aren't sick or broken. So don't go down the self-help, you know, rabbit hole every time you think you have an itch about you that doesn't seem like it fits in with the rest of the world. It doesn't mean you're broken. It means you're beautiful. It means you're a fingerprint. It means you're you, and that's what makes you you. You don't have to fix everything. Self-awareness is good. Self-help awareness is just making yourself aware of different ways you're sick so you can pay somebody else to fix it. It's fucked up. And by the way, they're getting you coming and going. Books, supplements,
oh,
machines,
yeah.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And it's driving me a little bit batty. And I hope, and I pray that I can teach my children to avoid any kind of self-help or awareness whatsoever so that they can grow up just like their father to be a rude, selfish, insecure asshole.
One can only pray.
One can only hope. Chrissy, without further ado.
As much as I'm sure you love listening to Brian drone on, we really do have some bills to pay, like my salary. So go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video. Check out our Instagram at The Commercial Break, our TikTok at tcbpodcast, and of course our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 with your thoughts and probably concerns. And now, let's listen to some sponsors so I can continue to have a job.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And Frankie wants to give us the 10 crimes men over 50 commit at the gym that makes them creepy.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
10 crimes you commit at the gym that are creepy. I feel like I'm Steve Harvey on Family Feud. Give me the name of 10 crimes you commit when you're over 50 at the gym that make you creepy. Having a boner. By the way, I went for a massage and my never-ending fear is the erection at the place. I've been going for massages for a long time. I actually consider it just part of my health regimen because my back's all twisted up and I just need to untwist it every once in a while. So when I can afford it, when we have a little bit extra change, I'll make an appointment and I'll go and I'll get a massage. But I don't like men putting their hands on me, not because I give a shit whether or not a man, I've had massages by men before, don't give a shit about who, if you have a penis or don't have a penis. I just think that women tend to be more intuitive when it comes to massaging. They also smell better and look better. So, but I'm always afraid of that random boner that's going to happen. I just want to report I did not get a random erection at the massage therapist today.
Yeah, don't run out and get anxiety about that.
Yes,
either.
I have.
It's a natural part of life.
I have anticipatory massage boner anxiety disorder. All right, let's listen to what Frankie has to say, because I'm sure it's going to be good, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, in today's video, we're going to talk about 10 things that you need to do to avoid being that older, creepy dude in the gym. You know the guy I'm talking about.
It's you.
It's so classic. Please watch this. Yeah. I mean,
you got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and watch the intro.
I mean, right after he says, don't be that creepy guy, it immediately goes into his intro, which shows a blonde haired, beautiful woman walking past him and he tips his sunglasses down
to look at her in a sexual way. Yeah. To look at her ass. She's walking past him and he looks by her and he looks at her ass. Oh, by the way, this is the old song.
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? I got a boner waiting for you.
This is the old song.
What are you waiting for? My nuts are dropping on the floor. I'm 70 years old. I got a YouTube channel for you. Oh, yeah, cut those scissors, baby. You got to watch this intro. Just go watch it. Oh my God. The most classic part of any intro is Frankie.
Ooh, it is.
Slowly popping up out of the water in slow motion, but he couldn't afford or figure out how to do that on his camera, so he just does it slowly. Yeah, he just does it very slowly.
What is going on, guys? And I welcome you to my video. My name is Frank Bernardo, and this channel is geared for all the 50 pluses out there who want to up their game, look, and feel better about themselves. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button and notification bell so you don't miss the great videos I got coming your way.
Yeah!
All right, today we're going to talk about that creepy dude in the gym. But I got a funny feeling that some of us older guys are doing these creep out things and we're totally unaware of it. So I'm going to give you my top.
So I took all the times a woman's come to me in the gym in the last 2 days complaining about something I've done, and I put it in a format friendly and easy for you to read. Here we go.
10 creep out creepies that older guys do in the gym. So without further ado, let's get started. Creep out number one, and this is the...
Creep out number one is having rings on every finger on your hand.
The same thing, because he points his finger at the camera and he had a ring, like not even, it just went to the knuckle.
It's a pointer finger ring, yes, and it just only goes to the first ring. Knuckle. Yeah, and it's like it's a knuckle ring. What is that? What is this?
I don't think I've ever seen
Game
that.
Game of Thrones? What is he doing?
Another load of all creep outs. Guys, if you cannot handle spandex in the gym, you got no business being there. Nothing is more creepier than an older dude who is hawking younger girls in spandex, younger girls wearing the tight shirts. Guys, listen, we are all human, all right? Don't be so obvious if you want to sneak a peek, okay? That's why there's mirrors in the gym, okay?
He's not teaching you how to not be creepy. He's teaching you how to be creepy on
and
the
not
slide.
Get caught.
Yeah. I'm teaching you how to be creepy on the down low. It's on the DL, guys.
You know, you could be standing at the mirror looking this way, and your little senorita hottie could be up over there. It's called being a little bit less inconspicuous. Take a quick peek and then leave the girl alone. Otherwise, you're a creep.
Jesus, Frankie.
He's got literally 7 rings on that one hand.
He's got 7 rings. He's got a silver bracelet. He's got 4 rings on the other hand. His hair is jet black. I don't know what's going on there. And he's like accusing you of something. He's like, creepy creeperson. Frankie, I guarantee you do these things at the gym. I guarantee you look at hot women who...
Oh.
How do you think you found your last 4 girlfriends? You think they just flew out of nowhere, out of the sky? He found them at the gym. He's there 5 hours a day.
He is.
Yeah.
Creep out number 2. Now, this one is near and dear to my heart because I witness this every single day in the gym, all right? I got a guy in there my age, upper 50s, total creep out dude. In between sets, he actually sits there on the bench and just stares at himself in the mirror. That's all he does.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He stared at himself?
He's staring at himself. What's wrong with that? I don't understand. Why does that make you creepy?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're being creepy, you're just being creepy to yourself.
Yeah.
I do this all the time. Can't walk by a mirror without looking at it.
Just stares. Sits there, and he's staring. Every one of my buddies, everyone in that gym, we're all watching him. He doesn't see us. He's just a big creep. That is totally creepy.
Well, all my buddies
are watching somebody watch themselves? Dude, is the guy fondling himself? Did he take out his penis? Is he rubbing his nipples or dropping hot wax on his balls? Like, what's the problem? I don't get it.
Yeah, he's looking at himself on a bench, and then he's probably psyching himself up.
Yeah.
You know, and then he lifts. You know, he's doing the what is that called? The
whatever that thing is.
Arm curls.
Yeah, Chrissy and I right there at the gym with him. Hey, by the way, wasn't number one that don't stare at girls directly, look at them through the mirrors?
And now he's staring at the guy.
Yeah, now he's staring at the guy staring at the mirrors. You just told him to stare at the mirrors. What else is he supposed to do? Got to keep your eyes front.
Why are you doing that? I can understand, you know, you're doing some sets and reps, okay? But guys, when you're done, quit staring at yourself in the mirror. Total creep out.
$5,000. You go to a gym where Frankie is, that's all he's doing. Looking at girls in tight clothing, staring at himself in the mirror.
Yes.
Creep out number three, and it has to do with your junk. Now, I'm not talking about the crap in your bed.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, Lord.
How often do you masturbate?
A lot, if you're Frankie.
Or your garage. I'm talking about your junk, okay? When you're in the locker room, guys, why don't you try and do your best and hide your junk? Because I don't want to see it.
Well, you had this when you were going to the gym.
Yeah.
You talked about this.
Yeah, I agree with Frankie on this one. Yeah, dude, we don't really want to see your penis. There's nothing wrong with your penis. It's perfectly fine, and it's lovely, and I'm sure your mom would be happy that your penis has grown so wonderfully. But we don't need to see it, and yet the older the guy, the more the penis comes out. It's like they just don't give a shit anymore. It's like, here's my balls. But I mean, seriously, some of these guys have balls that are extending down here, and some of them have fucking tree trunks. Anybody?
Extended balls.
Dude, they just swing so low. It's like abnormal, and I know that's my future, and I'm just very sad about the whole thing. But either that, or they have, there's three kind of guys at the gym that will show their junk.
Okay, tell us.
Older guys, because they don't seem to give a shit anymore about who sees their junk, right? I'm kind of getting to that point, too. I'm like, whatever. You just got to know where to show it. And a gym locker room is still the only appropriate place to show your penis to other men. That's it. That's the only other place. I don't know any other place.
Right.
Number two, guys with huge tree trunks.
Okay.
Massive tree trunks.
Really?
There was one guy when I was going to the gym. Holy shit. You couldn't help but stare. As a matter of fact, I think that was the point. I'm pretty sure that was the point, right? He would literally stand there with his hands on his hips, or he'd be on the phone with his dick hanging out. And every time that I went in there and I saw this guy at the gym, I tried to time it so I wasn't in the actual locker room when he was there. It was like he followed me in, and then I'd go to take a piss, and I'd come back out, and he'd just have his tree trunk right there. Hey, bro, what's up? And number three, guys who most definitely should not be proud of showing their penises. Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about necessarily small, but, you know, just like weird penises. Ones that are hiding under a whole mountain of bush that you can't see anything except a little button hanging out, you know? You'd be like, what are you doing? Where did that thing go? Does it go in and out of that little tree you got growing there? Or what's happening? Yeah. It's like a little earthworm that just comes out of the ground and then goes back in.
I'm glad you told me about this. This is funny.
Yes. If women could spend just a couple of hours, it's unbelievable how distracting a penis is. It's just a distracting piece of equipment. And I don't know why so many people feel the need that they show it off everywhere, but I've never been that guy. Of course, I have nothing to be proud of, so I'm not there looking to have a competition with anybody. But, you know, I see this in some of my kids, too. I'm like, they're just running around, and they just, like, whip out their junk, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, put that thing back away. Please.
No one wants to see it. You know, I don't want to have a conversation with you when you're buck naked, all right? That is totally...
Fair enough, Frankie.
Fair enough.
This might be the one thing we agree on in 4 years of doing this show.
Totally uncomfortable. And when I want to wash my hands, why do I got to wash my hands next to some dude, you know, brushing his teeth, okay, with Wong Dong silver all over the place?
He's so right. First of all, I don't know who thinks brushing their teeth at the gym is a good idea.
Naked brushing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy, the guy who had a tree trunk?
Yeah.
He would brush his teeth.
Naked brushing?
Oh, yeah. He would brush, and that thing would be slapping up against it.
Okay? Or some other dude who's drying his hair naked, all right? I don't need to see that. Here's the good one. How about the old towel bend over? We've all been there. We've all walked in the gym. We got the guy with the big towel. My God, guys, we're not impressed. Hide your junk. You're a total creep out. All right, creep out.
Total creep out. He needs a show on MTV. Remember Punk'd? Yeah. You've been creeped out.
Number four. Older dudes wearing...
He did number four.
Yeah,
like
he did
this.
Four. Two fingers two on each hand. Piece. Number four. I think he's six and learning how to count.
big headphones, all right? That looks ridiculous. Nothing screams I am trying to be young than an older guy wearing these giant Mickey Mouse headphones, okay? You need to leave them for the...
That's the way they make them. I mean, it's like, you know, you get a pair of Beats headphones.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't like Beats because I don't like that big headphone look. I think it's kind of ridiculous. It's the reason, you know, the reason why I don't like wearing cans. I think they look sometimes a little silly. But when you're at the gym, if you want, you know...
Did mine look silly?
No, because you have hair. You have hair. Okay. So it doesn't make your ears look even bigger than they already are. But I kind of agree with this, but here's where I, if you have a pair of Beats, that's the way they make them, right?
So yeah, there's nothing Apple you can do about it. Apple has their version too.
Beats. They bought Beats.
Oh.
Yeah. Apple owns Beats.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they have the Beats, right? Okay. So I get it. If that's what you want, cool. But what I totally think is a little bit weird is the older gentlemen who literally have the kind of headphones where you can tune in the AM radio and they've got a little antenna sticking out of them.
Is that still around?
It's still a thing. Ask my neighbor across the street who cuts his grass every day. wearing them. Yeah. It's like he's getting away from his wife.
I'm sure.
Yeah. He also has an electric lawnmower, which makes an awful sound, right? It doesn't make a loud sound, but it makes a weird humming noise. He cuts his grass every day.
Oh, it's totally to get away.
Oh, yeah, of course. She's the lady who pushed the air conditioner out of the window, almost killed him. So,
younger crowds, get yourself some inconspicuous, nicely concealed earphones, okay? And guys, older guys, you know, doing this, how does this look? All right, I'm an older guy. I can't dance. This looks ridiculous, doesn't it? That's what you look like. Older guys have no business dancing. I say pretty much anywhere, all right? Because we all look terrible, all right? Especially in the gym. You know, if you do want to get a beat to the music, okay, have some cool about you, you know? Maybe you can stand there, maybe no more than a little, you know, head thump. You know, I get...
Wait, you're managing how people dance now? What are you talking about? You don't think old people should dance anywhere? Jeez. Some of the coolest old people I know still dance to this day. It doesn't matter what you look
dancing
like. No one gives
amazing.
That shit. Dancing makes you happy.
Dancing's therapeutic.
We have dance parties at my house all the time.
We
love it. Yeah. I dance to the Mickey Mouse Club March. I don't give a shit. Who fucking cares? I'm to bob my head to look cool. You should see me at one of those parties in the woods. I look like a limp noodle. I'm like, go to a Dave Matthews concert. You'll see all kind of bad dancing, but people don't care. They do it.
No.
You want to, you know, bump to the music, maybe? A little head bump. Just have some cool about you. Creep out number 5. Now, we all try and get to the gym as often as we can, but there are a lot of people, and again, I'm going to use my gym as a reference point, that only work out
shout
once
out
a week.
Shout out to LA Fitness.
Yeah, shout out to LA Fitness in the greater Chicagoland area.
Guy.
580-2300-EMPIRE today.
Do yourself a favor. If you only come to the gym once a week, change up your outfit. I think a big mistake is you think since
Frankie, it's not a fucking fashion show. Who cares?
Why does he care so much about what somebody else is wearing?
I thought we were like going to get actual information, like don't stick your finger in a girl's butt while you're giving her help with that. You know, like stuff that was obviously that people had done that creeped him out. But wearing large headphones, staring at the mirror at yourself, dancing, how is that creepy? I don't get it.
No, it's not.
No, it's
and
not
wearing
at
the
all.
Same outfit. Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Why does he care so much?
Only Frankie would recognize that someone's wearing the same outfit because he's at the gym all day long. Frankie basically has his own little Mickey Mouse Club, and it's at the gym with his friends where they can make fun of people.
Only come there once a week that nobody would notice that you wear the same clothes. Nothing can be farther from the truth. Now, I am a freak, all right? I notice everything. I mean, I can walk in a room, I can see a mark on the wall, I can see a piece of fuzz on the floor. I'm a very visual, observant person.
Now we know an additional reason his relationships aren't working out. I can know a piece of fuzz on the wall.
On the wall? Well, I could too if I was looking for it. That's creepy. The fuck is that? Is that a pen mark on the wall? That's creepy. I'm creeped out. Creeper, creeperson. How's the date going? You think it's going good? Am I going to get a second one? Am I going to get laid tonight? That's all I got to know.
I am not the only one. So other people will notice this, okay? So do yourself a favor. Change up your outfits, even if you come once a week. That's just too creepy for me. All right, baby, we're halfway home. So tip number 6.
I feel like we've... All
right, baby.
I thought we might be toward the end, but nope.
You know I hate interrupting Brian when he's yammering, but he's always yammering, so it's kind of my only option. Anyway, it is about that time for me to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com, text us at 855-TCB-8383, and check out our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram and at TCB Podcast on TikTok. Go on. Brian needs this. And don't forget to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited videos. I promise you're going to love them. Also, it would mean the world to us if you'd support us by supporting our sponsors. So let's have a listen to them, and then we'll get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's guys, stop dressing like a superhero. Nothing is more creepier is when a man of age...
More creepier is not necessarily great English, but let's get past that. Who's dressing like a superhero at your local gym? What, do they come in full, like, Superman outfit?
I know. Their
junk
Spider-Man.
Hanging out? Yeah. Because that is creepy, and yes. I will agree with that.
Age dresses like a gym superhero. You got way too much going on. Guys our age do not need to be wearing the leotards and the matching pants and the matching shirt. And then let's throw on a cool matching hat, and then let's wear a color...
God forbid you actually put together an outfit that looks good.
God, you got to get it cleared through Frankie, though, yeah, because you can't wear that same outfit. Hey,
this is my LA Fitness, and if you're going to come here, you're going to keep your dick away, stop staring in the mirror, don't look at the girls, don't even think about dancing. That's creepy creeperson.
Right, and kind then, of headphones, right outfit.
Yeah, and then forget, take that Superman outfit off. What are you talking about, man? I got a Nike shirt and Nike pants. What are you talking about? No matching shirts in this club. I won't have it. Trying to keep the women around here safe. I'm the creeper patrol.
I don't think it's creep towards women. I think he's talking about what creeps him out personally as him.
Okay. Yeah.
Him and his buddies.
Okay. What, is there some think tank going on in the greater Chicagoland area? Where they're making up rules, saving the future for the children?
Coordinated gym shoes, all right? You're like you look like a cartoon character, okay? And then on top of it, you're barely working out because you don't want to sweat in that pretty outfit. Leave the superhuman hero outfits for the younger crowd out there. That seems to be what they're gravitating to, and quite frankly,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I mean, I realize we're also not, you know, probably have 16-year-olds listening to every bit of our advice that we give too. We sound a little too old for that. But honestly, since when did the kids start gravitating towards superhero all one solid color outfits?
They don't.
I don't see
it.
Yeah, with a hat. With a cutesy little hat that makes you creepy. And big earphones. Staring at yourself in the mirror.
They look a lot better than men of age looking at. So guys, nothing's more creepier than looking like an old superhero in the gym. Let's roll right in.
I think he's stretching at this point to get 10. He probably should have said top 3 things that creep me out.
To creep out, number 7, and that is gym fashion. Now, guys of age, we really need to be paying attention, you know, to the clothes we're wearing. Let's talk about shirts right now.
Oh, God.
What are you talking about, Frankie?
You had better have earned your body to put this shirt on. You better have a...
Damn.
Listen, fat ass. Before you even think about putting a t-shirt on, you had better call Frankie and make sure that you've earned your badge. What is this, the Boy Scouts? You're at karate class now? You need to get a belt before you put stuff on?
Wow.
Who cares? Who gives a shit what you wear? Now, to be fair, I have seen quite a few people in these t-shirts that probably, you know, like one man boob is sticking out. But you know what? That's their body, not
exactly.
Mine. I don't have to worry about it.
Rocking gym body to wear this shirt. Even then, men of age, this is still really hard to pull off. If you must wear this, okay, make sure you get a tank top with wider straps up at the top, up here, okay? Stay away from the spaghetti string with your nipples hanging out. It's gross.
Spaghetti strap?
Spaghetti strap, really? With your nipples hanging out. By the way, I think Frankie is excluding himself from this because I've seen photographs of him at the gym, and that's exactly what he wears to the gym.
Exactly.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Another thing we need to really pay attention to is material in our shirts. Now, this is a spandex. It's a dry fit. It's a slim fit, and it's expandable. This shows every bump, every roll, all right? Nothing's more creepier is when you're showing your rolls. No one wants to see that. And if you notice the color...
Then why are they at the gym, Frankie? Tell me that. They can't wear something to the gym? You've deemed them creepy? No, they can no longer show up to the gym. The reason why they're showing up to the gym is
to get rid of the rolls.
To get rid of the rolls. Jesus Christ.
Right? This is going to accentuate our bad spots. So we want to stay away from the tightness of the shirt and the color of it because it's going to show everything. Now, let me show you what I would opt for and what you should definitely consider when going to a gym. Okay? Get yourself a nice...
Get yourself a wool sweater.
A double XL sweatshirt.
Triple X sweatshirt. I want baggy jeans. I want Brian's jeans from 1997. Put those bad boys on. Hide those fat ass legs of yours.
Fitted shirt. Nothing too tight. All right? It's very, very stylish. You know, by Under Armour, this will look good. Another super gross thing is when, you know, guys of age are even wearing sleeveless shirts. If you ain't got the arms, if you ain't got the guns, it doesn't look good. It's just a bunch of garbage and mush hanging there.
Jeez, Frankie, you're so judgmental.
I know.
Yeah, it's like body, like you're
definitely not body positive.
I don't know if you've read any articles lately, Frankie, about body positivity, but this isn't exactly going the way.
It's just garbage.
Yeah, this is this is advice that is terrible, terrible.
To wear those shirts, you gotta earn it. Otherwise, you're creepy. I'm in the gym this morning. I'm humping my workout.
He's humping his workout? What the fuck does that mean? Was that guy's name Bob at the gym?
Right.
Get your sweaty balls, yeah?
My 10 thoughts together on, you know, ideas for this video. And here comes tip number 8. Walk in my way.
For this video.
I went to the gym to make some random shit up for this video.
About the gym.
So let's get into tip number 8. Never wear basketball clothes to work out. Nothing is more creepier than an older dude wearing...
You've said nothing is more creepier, by the way, which is a terrible sentence. It makes no grammatical sense whatsoever. But nothing is more creepier than...
Basketball?
Chrissy. He has literally said this about every point. First of all, nothing is more creepier. So everything is the creepiest. Second of all, of the 8 that we've heard so far, maybe 1 is a valid point.
Yeah.
Maybe 2. 1, don't stare at girls at the gym. Got that part. Totally creepy. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. The other is naked brushing.
Yeah. The other is naked toothbrushing. I agree with that. Keep your dick in your pants.
And silk basketball clothes and working out. I don't care if it's just the pants and a regular shirt or if it's a basketball shirt and regular pants and then high top gym shoes with some socks. Are you getting the picture here?
No, I'm not. I think you could work out in gym in basketball clothing all day long.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Any combination sucks. Tank it. No basketball gear whatsoever.
Why has he not started his own gym is what I would like to know.
Well, I think Frankie is probably... He's waiting for that whole salon suite thing to pan out for him. He's in it now. What's he going to do? He's going to back up? He's literally got people paying him $300,000 a pop to build salon suites in the middle of Sunapee, South Carolina.
Field somewhere.
By the way, remember we did that story about the Boeing guy from Bunapee, South Carolina? I looked up Bunapee, South Carolina out of interest. It really is in the middle of fucking nowhere, and I would have no idea where the CEO of Boeing would be living in Bunapee, South Carolina. But I didn't see one house that was worthy of the CEO of Boeing, unless the guy just lives... You know, on a very modest home.
Maybe he owns the town.
Yeah, he's another one. Yeah, South Carolina, that happens a lot, I hear.
You're a creep out if you're wearing that. Number 9, this one absolutely destroys me. How many of you work out and everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, it's that one person. It's that one guy. He's walking all over the place. He's here. He's there. Everywhere. The guy's everywhere. It's like, are you working out? That is creepy and annoying to me that the guy is just in your face all the time.
Well, if someone's in your face all the time, I think you got a different problem besides creepy. I think you got a stalker on your hands. But are people not allowed to walk around the gym? Is that a thing that doesn't happen?
Hey, look, Frankie makes the rules.
Yeah, because I'm definitely creepy when I go to the gym, if that's creepy. Because I literally just go from machine to machine all the time. I'm just doing circles. And I'll look at them and I'll make a decision about whether, it looks hard today.
Yeah.
Let me go do the bouncy ball. You know, the workout ball? Yeah, I'll just sit on it for a while and bounce up and down.
That works your core.
Yeah, it works your core. I feel like I'm working my butt.
If you go to the gym, why don't you concentrate on working out? Why don't you concentrate?
Said for you, Frankie.
Yeah.
Why don't you concentrate on working out
instead of making lists for your terrible YouTube channel?
And doing some sets. That way, you will grow your muscles. That's a total creep out, and people notice. Stay put. Hey man, if you made it all the way to number 10, then you gotta hit that subscribe button. Anyhow, number 10.
If you made it up to number 10, you deserve some kind of award. That's...
Yeah.
I think most people probably tuned out number 3 when you started talking about whether or not you could wear shorts to the gym, Frankie.
Can somebody please tell me, what is the fetish with body hair? Why do so many men, especially of age, have excessive body hair? Do you not look in the mirror? Or better yet, do you think that that is good looking? You think that that's acceptable? Let me tell you my thoughts on that.
I can see Frankie at the gym with like a razor just running around, just shaving people like sheep. Hey, come here. Let me see your nutsack. No, way too much hair. Let me take a razor to that.
I would think that the people who have the hair do not give a shit if Frankie likes it or not. They care if their partner likes it.
Chrissy, that's the most more creepier thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to shick that dick because I don't give a shit. I don't want you coming in my gym with a bunch of hair. And forget about the shorts and stop with the neon and don't put the shoes on. And by the way, put your dick away. And Chrissy, can you turn over so I can see your Lululemon ass? I appreciate it. Thanks very much. I'll be at the mirror staring at myself.
Okay. You know, being an owner of multiple salons and in a medical spa.
Medical spa. How loose have we gotten with the term medical?
Yeah.
That now is salon suite from Frankie B is a medical spa.
Well, when they're doing that
barbed wire
to the face,
pulling your barbed wire out of your face.
Yeah, that takes a medical professional.
He's clearly not doing that procedure.
No.
Okay.
We're in the business of making
people
getting it done.
He's getting it done.
People look good. And body hair is not a good look. No one wants to see, you know, your gruely back and shoulder hair and your armpit hair. All that is a breeding ground for bacteria, especially if you are.
Especially
on some of the press machines, all right, and you got your armpit, you know, tucked on the pad. What's happening? All your gnarly, sweaty hair is all over that pad, and people notice that. Shave your arm.
I'm almost 100% sure there's a picture in one of his intros of him using that machine with a sleeveless.
Yes, that's 100% right, first of all. Second of all, I don't care where the sweat is coming from.
Yeah.
It's bacteria filled anyway.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter if it's coming from your hair. Just clean the machine. That's the right thing. What you should say is it's really fucking creepy when you use a machine and you're all fucking sweaty.
More creepier.
No, the most creepiest possible thing that ever happened is when you use the machine and then you don't clean it. That would be creepy. That's what he should have said.
Shave your chest. Shave your back.
Shave.
You know, if you want to leave the leg hair.
I dated a guy with shaved chest and
It was like rough.
So prickly. Yeah. And do not shave.
I didn't shave my chest, but I trimmed my chest.
Trimming is right.
But I trimmed it a little too close, as I tend to do. And Astrid was like, don't do that.
And I
was like, why? And she's like, it doesn't feel good.
No.
And I'm like, but it looks good. And she's like, it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Exactly.
When my tits have rug burn.
Right. Exactly.
When I have to do all the work in sex, and then my tits have rub burn because they're rubbing up and down your sandpaper chest.
Yes.
Yeah. My daughters hate it too. They're like, daddy.
You can. I don't agree with that, but clean it up. And especially, guys, your junk. Clean up your junk.
Did you shave too closely after we just watched that video the other day when you were talking about the guy's chest?
Which one?
You were like, if I had that guy's chest, I'd walk around with...
Oh, yeah. If I had that guy's chest, I'd walk around with a clean shaven, too. No, this was years ago. But okay, I stopped shaving that closely.
Good.
When you and I were going to the pool together, maybe it was a little too close. It was possible.
Yeah.
But I got this complaint from almost every girl that I was intimate with. Like, stop that. You got to stop that. And then there was a point, and I hate to admit this, but I'm going to.
Okay.
There was a point at one time. Do you remember when I told you I went down to that wedding where all that chaos ensued down in Florida? Where the husband of the wife that we went to clean up and okay.
Yeah.
So before that trip, I shaved my junk, but I shaved it way too close.
Oh, yeah.
Like possibly almost bare.
Uh-huh.
And I got it was uncomfortable for everybody involved, including myself. And so I learned my lesson. I never did it again. But I just wanted to make my penis look bigger.
So, well, these are honest.
Yeah, well, that's the trick. Why do you think all those porn guys have shaved dicks? It's not because they think it's cool. It's so that they can make their dick look bigger when it's flaccid and small. You could turn a 1-inch penis into a 3-inch penis if you just shave back everything. You girls don't have that problem, but, you know. But then forget about it. If you have shaved penis and balls, and then you have a shaved vagina, you start a fire down there. I mean, it's a nasty, nasty, terrible feeling.
Like you, would you want to be with a hairy woman? Isn't it every man's dream to have a woman with kind of nothing down there, if you know what I'm talking about? Well,
No, it's not. It's not mine.
Exactly.
No, I don't care for it. Either. I really don't. Yeah. I really don't care for it. I think I can understand why guys like it, and I can understand, like... You know, you kind of get like this imprint of your sexuality in your, they say, and your prepubescent and pubescent years.
Yeah.
So I can understand why this looks attractive and it gives you the full show and the whole nine yards. And it's the imprint from your first sexual experience. It's probably a vagina without a lot of hair in the first place. But I think it just kind of creeps me out a little bit. Like that's, I don't care for it.
Yeah. Just the same way.
Just a little bit. Or a lot. A little bit or a lot. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Keep it neat.
All that bacteria and sweat come on my balls. I don't give a shit. I'm just feeling happy to have a vagina whatsoever in my presence, so I don't really care.
You like, maybe she would like that too. So consider cleaning up your hairy ass, guys. Creep out number 10. All right.
Your creepy ass, your hairy ass.
Guys, that's a wrap on today's video. I want to greatly thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, you know, in watching me. I greatly appreciate that. And if you...
Is he crying? Was he crying? I feel like he welled up with tears.
I really appreciate
20 views that happened just now.
Oh, Frankie.
Mom and Dad don't approve. I'm just saying. Mom and Dad, we don't approve of that video. There was no good useful information in there. One or two.
Yeah, two things. Yeah.
20% is not a great batting average. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it just isn't. But whatever. You know, it's Frankie. We've all come to learn and expect exactly what Frankie is going to do for us. Absolutely nothing.
It's so sad, too. People are there to be bettering themselves.
Yes.
And here Frankie is, like, totally judging everybody in that place and then making a YouTube video about it.
That's the worst part about
it. Oh, my God.
Is that he just went to a gym.
Yeah.
He's pointing out...
Things that he doesn't like. It's not even creepy.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff isn't even creepy.
But don't you think that, like, anybody who would go to his gym would immediately identify that that was them? Like, oh, that's me. I wear the basketball outfit. Isn't it just a little uncomfortable at Frankie's gym right now?
That's assuming anybody watching.
I blame Radiohead. That's all it is. I blame Radiohead. All right, tcvpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more about Chrissy and I. You can get our sponsors, specialized URLs and codes. You can find different players you can use to listen to our podcast. All the audio, all the video, the entire library right there. One location, tcbpodcast.com. Also, and most importantly, you can hit the contact us button drop-down menu, I want my sticker. Give us your physical address, and we're going to send you a sticker. Which sticker, we don't know yet, but we will send you a sticker, and it'll come in the mail in just a couple of weeks. So send us your physical address. We'd love to send you that sticker. And if you want us to sign it, like some people have been asking, unbelievably, we'll be happy to do that for you, too. 1-855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, ask Brian's mom. Or if you'd like to join our WhatsApp private messaging group, you feel free to do so. We're all involved. It's going to be a lot of fun. Send us your phone number, and we'll let you join the WhatsApp group. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And if you would, most importantly, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe to our channel, like and comment on your favorite video. You'd be doing us a service. And we love you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all the reviews. We do love you. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.